Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Linda Melvern's A People Betrayed, a book that made me genuinely angry. So Sophie, what did this one do to you?
Oh, it gutted me, Sam. Melvern doesn't just chronicle Iraq's tragedy. She names every country and corporation that enabled it. It's a story of how the international community failed an entire people over and over again for 30 years.
Right, and it starts way back. I thought it would begin with Saddam, but she goes further to the British carving up the Middle East after World War I. Iraq was basically a colonial patchwork, stitched together without any regard for the people living there.
Exactly. And that's the foundation. When Saddam and the Ba'ath Party take over, they're inheriting a country with no real national identity. So they rule by division and fear, and that's where the nightmare begins.
But here's the thing that got me. The West didn't just stand by. They actively helped him. I mean, during the Cold War, Iraq was seen as a useful counterweight to Iran, so everyone was selling him the tools of state control. Computers to track dissidents, chemical precursors, all that dual-use tech.
And the human rights abuses were an open secret. Torture, mass executions, the persecution of Kurds and Shia. Governments just looked the other way because trade was more important than justice.
Then the Iran-Iraq War starts in 1980, and this is where the complicity gets even more blatant. The U.S. removes Iraq from the terrorism list, provides intelligence and credits. European nations sell arms. The Soviets supply hardware. All while Saddam is using chemical weapons on Iranian soldiers and his own people.
The Anfal campaign in 1988 is where I had to put the book down. A genocidal operation against the Kurds, with chemical attacks on Halabja that killed thousands of civilians. The world saw the images and what happened. A UN condemnation, but no real action. The regime was too valuable as a counterweight to Iran.
It's infuriating. And then after the war, Saddam's economy is in ruins. He's deep in debt to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. And when they won't forgive the loans, he invades Kuwait in 1990. That was his epic miscalculation.
Right, because that triggers the International Coalition and Operation Desert Storm. They drive him out of Kuwait, but then comes the fateful decision. They have the capability to march on Baghdad and end his rule, but they stop. The stated reason was the UN mandate, but really, they were worried about a fragmented Iraq that Iran might influence.
And here's the betrayal that still stings. The U.S. encouraged the Iraqi people to rise up against Saddam. They even dropped leaflets saying, "Help us, and we'll help you." So the Shia in the south and the Kurds in the north rise up, and then the coalition just lets Saddam crush them. Helicopter gunships, Republican Guard, tens of thousands killed, mass graves everywhere.
It's heartbreaking. And then, to make it worse, they impose sanctions. The UN Security Council demands disarmament, but the sanctions strangle the civilian population. Hundreds of thousands of children die from preventable disease, and the regime manipulates the suffering for propaganda. They refuse the oil for food program at first, and the sanctions create a corrupt black market that enriches the regime's loyalists.
And inspections were a mess too. UNSCOM had some successes, but Iraq obstructed them constantly. And then it turns out the U.S. was using the inspections as cover for espionage, which gave Saddam a pretext to kick them out in 1998. That leads to Operation Desert Fox, a 4-day bombing campaign that did almost nothing to the regime.
So we're in a cycle of confrontation and punishment, and the Iraqi people are the ones paying the price. Then 9/11 happens, and the neocons in the Bush administration finally have their excuse. They build a case on false claims, weapons of mass destruction, ties to Al-Qaeda, reconstituting a nuclear program. All of it was lies, as we later found out.
And the invasion in 2003 was a military success, but a political disaster. They disband the Iraqi army, leaving hundreds of thousands of trained soldiers unemployed and humiliated. They purged the civil service of Ba'ath Party members, stripping the state of experienced administrators. and they don't secure the borders or the weapons caches. It's a recipe for chaos.
The insurgency that followed was brutal, and the Abu Ghraib scandal destroyed any remaining moral authority. The occupation turned into a sectarian civil war, with militias cleansing neighborhoods. The human cost was staggering, and for what? The WMDs were never found.
Melvern is unsparing in her criticism of everyone involved. The Bush administration for its dishonesty, the Iraqi exiles for their greed, the international community for its failure to prevent the war or manage its aftermath. But the real victims are always the Iraqi people.
And that's the core of the book, its moral clarity. She asks the hard questions: who knew what and when? Why did they choose to act or not act? And the answers implicate not just the obvious villains, but the institutions we trust, like the UN and the Western democracies.
For me, the takeaway is that this isn't just a history lesson. It's a warning about what happens when national interest and profit override basic humanity. The same dynamics that betrayed Iraq are still at work in the world today.
Absolutely. And if you want to understand these patterns better, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So in the end, A People Betrayed is a monument to those who suffered and a challenge to never let it happen again. It's a hard read, but an essential one. We'll see you in the next one.